Episode 191.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we address the age-old question, is now still a good time to start an internet business, or did I totally miss the bus? All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, how is everyone doing? I am your host, Mark Mason, and this is the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast coming to you from that little studio in Dallas. I hope that you have had an amazing week. I hope that you're thriving in your internet business. But if not, if you're one of those people, and so many people that listen to this podcast and people that I meet that are waiting to take action, wondering if now is the right time, wondering if they missed the bus, that they should have started their internet business 15 years ago, but they didn't, and they're wondering if now is too late, this episode is for you. The idea that it might be too late to start an internet business is one that I hear so many times over and over and over again. It's as if people believe that the magical time of the internet is gone, and that since they didn't start an internet business or a podcast or a blog or whatever it is that they're interested in starting 5 years ago, that they'll never catch up with the people that did, and therefore the opportunity is passed. It's no longer a good idea to start an internet business. And this comes from a lot of different limiting beliefs. And you know, we've been talking about limiting beliefs quite a lot lately. It's one of the big obstacles. These limiting beliefs are one of the big obstacles that I see for people in internet business. That's why we address them on the show. But even in episode 188, we talked about this idea of imposter syndrome. This is another kind of limiting belief, and it's around this idea of scarcity. The pie, the internet business pie, is only so big, so the thinking goes, and people have already gotten all the pie and all that's left are crumbs. That's sort of what people are thinking. They usually don't express it in that way, but they have those feelings. And so we want to address this. And I guess the first question is, are the great times on the internet behind us? And I tell you, there are some things about the internet that are indeed behind us. Some of the things that were true when I started my internet business journey more than 10 years ago are no longer true. And I'll tell you some of the things that are no longer true. One thing that is no longer true is it is no longer super easy to create businesses that don't have any real value. They're just traffic tricks or internet marketing tricks that trick Google into sending you free traffic so you can make money for nothing, basically. A lot of that went on 15 years ago. There was a lot of emphasis on how to trick the Google search engine, how to get free traffic, and how to make money doing that. There is also a lot of work around how to do these advertising arbitrage plays with Google AdSense and AdWords and lots of trickery that violated the number one rule that I always tell you about for internet business. And that is that you've got to create a business that actually manufacture some value. You've got to add value in the universe if you want your business to be successful. And gone are the days, largely, gone are the days where you can do essentially a trick and cause money to fall out of the sky on the internet. That's largely gone. So if you're looking for easy money on the internet where you don't help people and don't do anything of value, I think, yes, you missed the train on that. Largely, there are fewer and fewer of those opportunities. And the ones where you can still do that are regulated by the FTC, like tricking people in advertising. All of that is sort of behind us, which is great. It means the internet is a better place, and it means that you can focus on actually building businesses that help people. And I like this very much. So what has this lack of trickery and black hat SEO and all this stuff that's largely gone away, what does it mean for you? It means that you can focus on not only establishing a business that creates value, which is something we always talk about, but you can count on more stable search engine optimization, where if that's important to your business, you can count on more normal advertising costs and advertising behaviors that are easier to predict. You can build something in this day and age that's a lot more like a real business. And a lot of times people ask me questions like, well, is it too late to start a podcast? Because Mark, when you started your podcast, no one was podcasting and you got in early, and that's absolutely true. But I'll tell you what else is true. No one was listening to podcasts. I think the same thing is true for e-commerce. People say, well, it's too late to start an e-commerce business because Amazon sucked all the air out of the market and there's nothing left. But what's also true is that back before Amazon, there were very, very few people buying things on the internet. So sure, it is more crowded on the internet than it was 10 years ago, but it is also more common and natural for people to buy things on the internet than it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, there was no one clicking on an ad on Facebook to buy a novelty item from a Shopify store. There was no Facebook. There was no drop shipping in that way, easy from China. There was no dropified type applications. There was no SaaS applications like Shopify. None of that stuff exists. So on one hand, sure, if you could have figured out how to do this 10 years ago, you might have had an advantage, but none of the infrastructure was there for you to do it easily. And so for you side hustlers out there, I think one of the huge advantages of now over what was going on 10 years ago is that the tools are there to give you a chance to be successful without completely inventing all of the infrastructure that you need to build a business. I mean, the truth of the matter is right now, if you want to create a digital course, you go buy a couple of tools, record the course, go get yourself a copy of Kajabi, and you're up and running next week, right? Depending on how long it takes you to record the course material. In my case, it takes a long time, so maybe next decade. But you get the idea. It's possible to do all these things today, whereas 10 years ago, you would have had to build a course platform and do all these things. And by the way, internet bandwidth wasn't really good for video, and video was kind of a new-ish thing 10 years ago. Now everyone has video and video tools and computers that are capable of editing it. So it's just so much easier because all of the superhighways to internet business are built. So really all you have to do is get on those highways. And here's the other thing. Now, as opposed to 10 years ago, people are more and more comfortable doing business with you on the internet. There are so many things now that are done on the internet that no one thought possible. And I'll give you a great example. A lot of you know that I'm into baseball in general and youth baseball specifically. And my son spends a small fortune going down to the local batting cages and hitting baseballs and paying for coaching at the local batting cage. We spend literally a small fortune down there. and we love it and it makes a huge impact. Well, you might say it's not possible to start an internet business around hitting lessons because you need a physical batting cage, you need baseballs and a bat, you need the player to be in proximity to the coach. I mean, that doesn't sound like a business that you would start on the internet. Maybe at most you would find leads for a business like that on the internet, then you'd meet at the batting cages, but that's not the case. I just saw in my Facebook feed, thank you very much, a ad for a new kind of business where you video your player using your iPhone, you video your player hitting baseballs, and they tell you how to do this in the batting cage, where to stand, how to make the video, and so forth. And you send that video in for analysis, and they give you stuff to work on with your player. It's online video hitting coaching. That's genius. 10 years ago, that was hardly even possible. No one had the gear to take their own videos. No one really had good bandwidth to upload those videos. And I think more importantly, people in general weren't comfortable or open to the idea of all this online stuff. I've seen the same thing in guitar lessons. You get on Skype with your guitar teacher who could be anywhere in the world and take your guitar lessons over the internet. Same thing with language lessons. Now, I know Leslie Samuel, who had the goal of learning Spanish this year, has been taking Spanish lessons from some guy in, I think, in Venezuela, who gets on with him on video and practices Spanish every day. So all of these things are possible now on the internet, and people are comfortable doing them. I'll tell you what else is happening on the internet is there's been an explosion of amazing SaaS tools, software as a service tools, that make internet business possible. And so one such example is my wife's photography business. If you go to paulamasonphotography.com, you can see her website. It's built by me on the amazing Divi platform. I love that platform. If you want to build a nice website like that, go to latenightim.com/Divi and check out the Divi platform. I really love that by Elegant Themes. Really, really good platform for doing the kinds of things that we do in internet marketing. But her business, she has the problem of needing to present her pictures to her clients and then sell prints and manage digital downloads and send invoices to her clients and all that kind of stuff. There's a platform for that. She uses a platform called ShootProof now, and it's fantastic, and it takes care of all her needs. And if you want to start an internet business of any kind, whether you're delivering digitally, you know, Paula's business is mostly local, but she delivers digitally, or you have something that is more completely digital, like a drop shipping business, there's a platform for you. There's Shopify. There's amazing advances in WordPress and WordPress hosting. There's Kajabi or Teachable and all these themes for course hosting. There's all these software as a service platforms out there that make online business possible. And I will tell you, and you know, it makes me think of Cliff Ravenscraft. When, you know, 10 years ago, when Cliff Ravenscraft was selling digital products online, he was locking the stuff down with a password, putting the password in a PDF file. When you bought the digital download emailed you the PDF file. You opened the PDF file to get the password, which was the same password for everybody, and you used that password to access a password-protected blog post in order to get to his digital content. Talk about a junky, cobbled-together system, but 10 or 15 years ago, that was almost like magic, that was even possible, that you could do that. When Cliff cobbled that system together, everybody was like, wow, that's really cool. Now it's laughable, right? You go get something like Kajabi, which is what Cliff uses now for everything, and it's integrated directly into your payment processor, and you don't worry about anything because that's all handled for you. So right now, because of the tools that are available, that's an amazing time to start an internet business. So, you know, the other big objection is that it's too late. All the good ideas are taken and everyone's ahead of me. And I will just tell you one simple thing that you always need to remember in life. The best time that there has ever been to plant a tree was 20 or 30 years ago. That's the best time to plant a tree. If you need a tree in your yard, you should have planted it 20 or 30 years ago, because now you would have an amazing tree and you could go sit out under that tree and everything would be awesome. You know when the second best time to plant that tree is? Today. Not tomorrow, not 3 weeks from now, but today. And the exact same thing is true for internet business. If you want to start an internet business and you want to grow something, the very best time is today. And if you create value and that value is something that people are willing to exchange certificates of appreciation for, that's what we call money, right? You create value and people like it so much that they're willing to pay for it. That will win in the marketplace. And it doesn't really matter whether there are other competitors out there or not. And the reason is the internet is so huge and you need so few customers to be successful, you will eventually find the people that are the perfect match for the offers that you are making in the marketplace. You will do that. As long as you're creating value, you will find the people that see that value and are willing to pay for it. So this is why, this whole question of why, if you're on the fence, you're thinking about creating an internet business, this is why I have created the free internet marketing getting started course, build your own internet business, over at latenightim.com/start. So if you're new to my world and you are wanting to create an internet business, but you're not sure what internet business you want to create, you may not even be sure what internet businesses are possible to create, you can go over to latenightim.com/start, and you can sign up for an absolutely free video course that will take you through exactly what different kinds of internet businesses exist and give you an idea of what kind of business might be right for you based on your personalities and your interests. Is it drop shipping? Is it affiliate marketing? Is it online courses? What is it? What are those businesses? What's great about those businesses? What's not so great? What makes sense? What are some core principles that you need to follow? If you're thinking about starting an internet business, I don't want you to do that until you go to latenightim.com/start and take advantage of that free resource, because that will help get your mind right. It's the 10,000 foot view of internet business. But I don't want you to delay. I want you to go do that right now. latenightim.com/start, because the best time for you to plant your internet business tree is today. Hey, before we go, there's one other topic that I wanted to tackle regarding 2020, and that is the topic of how to plan your social media strategy for 2020. And rather than talk about tactics, today I just wanted to talk about an overall general idea of three things that I think you should do in 2020 if you really want to get more leverage out of what you're doing on social media. So here's three tips for you for 2020 to get more out of social media than you got out of it in 2019. I think this is a really common thing. People look back on what they did in 2019 and they go, I didn't really get it done. So here you go. The number one thing that I want you to do in 2020 with regard to your social media is to be more intentional. And by that, I mean many things, but most of all, I mean to understand what it is that you want to be able to say about your social media at the end of 2020. What is it that you're trying to achieve? And maybe even more importantly, why are you doing social media in the first place? For me, the clear objective with my social media is to get people on my email list. My marketing strategy revolves around building a base of operations around email subscribers. That's my business strategy and the email subscriptions that I have. That's the main way that I intend to communicate with people over the next decade. So all of my social media strategy should be built around this idea of building community that eventually results in people joining my email list. That's my personal situation. You may have a different strategy, but whatever your strategy is, you need to know what it is and be intentional about it. I see so many people that are active on social media or wanting to be active on social media, but they're not even sure why they're doing it. And one of the questions that I want you to ask as you become more and more intentional about your social media strategy is, what happens if the social media platform that you're targeting or the platforms that you're targeting change their rules, make it more difficult to reach your people? Do you have a strategy in place for that? But be intentional about what it is that you're trying to do with regard to your social media. And that gets me to number two, which is make sure that once your intention is described in your mind, that you have the right analytics in place to measure your progress in 2020. One of the things that I see people doing also with regard to social media is they're spending money, they're doing things, they're creating content, but they have no idea what's working and what's not working because they're not keeping track of their social media metrics. And by this, I mean, if your goal on a social media post, for example, is to get people to click over to your blog, do you have the analytics set up through Google Analytics, for example, to measure how effective that was? Maybe you made a short video and you boosted that post, and the reason that you did that was to get people to a blog post that contained affiliate links. Let's say that that's your objective. Do you have the correct tracking codes on the link that you're using in social media so that you can look at your blog and understand how much traffic on that blog post came from social media? And further, do you have it tracked all the way through? So if you have affiliate sales, you can know which of those affiliate sales came from originally that social media post. And some of these things are technical and hard to do, and I get that, but at a very minimum, you need to have Google Analytics up and running on your website so that you can have an understanding of what's going on with your social media. You need to be intentional, and then whatever it is that you decide you want to do, you need to have a way to measure it. So those two things go together like peanut butter and jelly. And then the third thing I want to tell you is I continue to see, particularly on Facebook and Instagram, that video is the thing that you need to be thinking about. And I know you're just going, oh, I hate video. I don't want to be on camera. I get that. But these Instagram and Facebook stories, that's where it's at. You can retarget the people that engage with you in that way. And that those make really good warm audiences for selling things if that's your objective, or driving traffic to some content or whatever it is that you need to do. So rethink this idea of creating video. It's super easy now these days. If you've got a phone and you know you're in front of a window where the light is shining on you so that you're lit by the window, not so that the phone is filming the window, but so that light, natural light from the window is showing on your face and you're filming yourself with your phone, you've got everything you need for a great video. So go ahead and go live in your channels, create video. I think you'll really like those results. Those are the three things that I recommend for you with regard to social media in 2020. One of the feedbacks that I always get whenever I talk about social media is, Mark, I don't know what to post. We talked about this previously, but I'm a big fan of having a social media content calendar that prompts you regarding what to do. And the one that I like and that I'm using in my own business, you can find at latenightim.com/social. So go check that out, and I will see you guys next week. I hope you have an amazing week. I hope that everything is awesome for you. I hope that you make some progress in your business, and I hope you reach out and tell me about that progress on Voxer at latenightim.com/Voxer. Ciao.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then,
go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
You know, oftentimes when you buy something like a big software as a service package, you have these feelings like, you know, it's very expensive. It's hard to get up and running. It's just, you know, it's not quite buyer's remorse, but there's a lot of heavy stuff going on when you buy something like an email service provider. A lot of times it's really cool, but you're worried about the cost and, you know, it's harder to use than you thought, and it doesn't quite have all the features that you want and all that. At least that's my experience. Almost with every software package that I buy, there are these little things that I worry about or, you know, and overall I love the package. That's why I keep using it, whatever it happens to be. Otherwise I'd get something else, but there's always this heaviness with it, seems like to me. Sort of the good outweighs the bad, but there's some bad that annoys me. Well, not so I'm so happy with the software that I just hooked my wife up. She is a budding photographer, as I mentioned in the episode. She's an amazing amateur photographer, but she's starting to take pictures for people for money because she was doing so much of that for free that we decided that she should do that, you know, as a kind of a side hustle hobby. And so she's been doing that with some great success, and you can check her out over at paulamasonphotography.com. I mentioned that in the episode, but this software that she's using, ShootProof, is so amazing. It just does exactly what she needs on the back end of her photography business. She can manage her galleries that way. If you go to proofs.paulamasonphotography.com, you can get a sense of that. I don't think she has any password protected galleries up there right now, but you can get a sense of what it looks like. You can review your pictures there if you're a client, and you can do things like order prints from a professional print fulfillment house, and they come directly to your door. It handles all the money and the taxes. She can also bill invoices electronically online, which you can pay online. They have a payment processing service, or you can hook up directly to Stripe or PayPal. I mean, it's just fantastic. It handles everything. There's an email autoresponder built in. It's kind of lightweight, but it's perfect for photographers. For example, if you pay your invoice in full with Paula a few days afterwards, Paula reaches out and asks you to like her on social media if you love the pictures and so forth. Stuff like that. Stuff to automate the business, and it just works. And I love when things just work like that. It's truly amazing. This is the best software as a service for a particular purpose that I've run across in quite some time. And I think that's the key to being a great business, is just having customers be so delighted with what you're doing that they're surprised. They had high expectations, but you even exceeded that. And they're just delighted to the point that they're going around and telling everybody how awesome your stuff is. I mean, that's such a happy thing. And it's, you know, I didn't mention this, but the other thing about the software is the pricing model is set up totally in a way that people who aren't making a lot of money doing what they're doing can get in at an entry level that makes sense, and the price of the software grows as you grow. And that's another thing that's really annoying sometimes about software as a service business, softwares as a service that you pay for, is that the price, the entry level price is so high. You just have this kind of gut check that you've got to do. It's much better when it's a no-brainer and everybody's making money, and the more money the software helps you make money, and the more money you make, the more money the software guys make. That's such a smart way to do it. And I'm just so happy with this. And I want more businesses to be like this. I want my business to be more like this. I want your business to be more like this. This is a great way to run a business. Shootproof.com.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me. In 2007, when I was trying to get started, there were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet, and I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.